This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. High winds from a storm in Denver forced a ground stop at Denver International Airport this afternoon. The stop was lifted once the storm moved through, but delays in arriving planes lingered as the airport returned to normal. Forecasters say more storms are possible through the weekend, with severe weather possible tomorrow in particular. The only Aurora police officer convicted in the 2019 death of a black man stopped on his way home from a convenience store had his peace officer license formally revoked today. CPR's Alison Sherry has more.
Randy Rodema was convicted last year of criminally negligent homicide and third-degree assault for his role in Elijah McClain's death. Rodema was sentenced to 14 months in jail with work release, and on Friday, state officials took away his ability to ever work in law enforcement again in Colorado. He is serving his sentence now, and his attorneys have asked a judge that he serve the remainder of his time at in-home detention. They say he has lost 30 pounds in jail and isn't sleeping more than 3 to 4 hours a night from stress and depression. A judge has yet to rule on that. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
For the third time this week, a female elk attacked someone in Estes Park. Early this morning, a woman walking her dog startled the elk from about 20 yards away. The elk knocked her down, stomped, and kicked her. She was injured. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says having so many elk attacks close together is unprecedented. They advise people to be careful around elk for the next few weeks until calving season ends. This is CPR News, NKRCC. It's 6:06.